Wednesday night Bar Halacha.
In Chosha Mishpat, there's different forms of stealing. There's different forms of getting someone else's money illegally. There's stealing outright, taking it away from him. There's Geneva, Gezela. I think we're familiar with that. There's Ona'a. That's another way of getting money from someone illegally. Rebus turns out to be a way of getting money away from someone illegally. And then there's something, a category in itself called Oshek. Oshek means that the money's by you legally at first, but now you owe somebody money. Maybe the person worked for you. Maybe the person lent you money. Maybe you bought something and now you have to pay him. Maybe he worked for you. So that's Oshek. It's a special lav, lo sa'ashok. It's a small form of stealing. And the Torah is very... Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the nature of Bnei Adam. I was on a Bezdin for a number of years, and I can tell you that whenever Oshek, people feel like they're doing you a big favor when they pay the money that they owe you, but the money is by them. It's their money, and you want their money. So it becomes like a game. Maybe they're going to do you a big favor. They're going to give you the money that they owe you. The Torah looks at it as a form of, it's stealing. It's not really your money. Technically, it's your money because it's in your pocket, beheter. It was originally your money. But this is a lav, and the Torah makes it into a specific lav called lo sa'ashok. If you don't pay money on time, and you have it, and you refuse to pay it, or you push it off. Why do you push it off? It's better in your pocket than in his pocket. So that's a lav. Now, you can be able to lav d'oraisa is probably only if you never plan on paying it. If you're stam taka pushing him off, it's an issa d'rabbana. So, but it's also a d'rabbana to stam push him off. And this applies to any time, whether it's a loan or a sale of merchandise or someone performed a service for you. Besides Baltolin, you're all there even if you're just, right, if you're going to pay him tomorrow. But again, if you're just toying with him and you're not holding by paying him, and you have the money, so you say, oh, say, I don't have the money. You know what the Torah calls you don't have the money? We'll hop on the most liberal shita. That, well, what's it called? You don't have money. That you have money. What does the Torah consider that you don't have money? If you don't have food for 30 days, if you don't have money for food for 30 days, and basic shelter needs and clothing for 12 months, and your wife and children do not count. If you owe money, so that person doesn't have to suffer because you feel like giving your wife food or your children food. That's your problem. That's not that person's problem. He doesn't have to support your wife and children. You do. And you owe him money. So the only money that comes first is your own, according to the most kaldik ashita, Masadrin Labal Chov, is you get food for 30 days and clothing and shelter for 12 months. You're not allowed any other assets. You owe someone a dime or a 10 shekel. By rights, you have to sell a $1 million home in order to pay him the dime you owe him. That's the din. And again, people have this psychological feeling that they're doing the person a big favor when they pay him the money. There's a lav, a special lav, lo sa'ashok esreyacha.